Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go for a run.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm all right. I can hear you now. Yes.
Right. Good. Fantastic. We're off. Running commentary.
We're running. Yeah, a crack of dawn run.
Into the new dawn at 8:20 of a morning. and where are you running today?
I'm running. I'm just running out of Newington Green.
Right.
And,
okay.
Down, I'm going to go southeast into De Beauvoir Town. Me and my wife avoiding parks and staying near our house. We've taken to running near the poshest houses near where we live.
Okay.
Just,
cool.
Looking at the gardens and going, "Ooh, lovely!"
Ooh, very
so
nice.
I'm going to go that way.
Very nice.
What about you?
I'm just going down the Parkland Way as normal, as I've been doing most of this and last week. Did you have a good... It's a bit of a shame yesterday, wasn't it? The old... the London Marathon and all that. That was a bit calamitous, wasn't it? It was a bit hard.
Yeah, this is us on April the 27th. So, in a way, it is... it was a shame that it was a London Marathon date yesterday. But on the other hand, just as you say it now, it's making me realise... Can you hear that burglar alarm running past? That's a nice...
It's okay, no worries. No worries.
It's making me realise... that, in a funny kind of way, this is a new dawn. You know, now that the London Marathon, even the London Marathon not happening, gone, we can kind of move on with our lives.
Yeah, it's sort of, I think it hit people with different intensities, doesn't it? I mean, I know one bloke from a club member who went for a run the day before the London Marathon was meant to happen, and he ended up in tears on the mall in the middle of the day, just a grown man in vest and shorts. Totally get that. There was definitely a sense of loss and a sense of remembering what good fun we had last year when we just ran and podcasted it, and we just had such a laugh.
Absolutely.
Didn't we? Yeah, it was really,
really,
really
nice good. To talk to everyone about that, and really nice the thing that came out of that, I think. Is your push.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
We talk a lot about mantras, and that is a really good one. And it's nice that, because of our recording, people other than us have heard it.
Can you see the finish line yet?
No, not yet.
Not quite.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. I feel sorry for our Spider-Man.
Not yet.
200 metres to go. There's the finish line.
Nice. Yeah.
Keep left.
Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Are we putting on a wee burst of pace? Like, not massive, but there's a suggestion of an increase in tempo.
I want that. Which was a very good over short distances. Feel good.
Yeah, pace
feels
great.
Good. Loosens
feels
up the legs.
Great. Feels great.
So that parkrun practice.
Yeah. This is brilliant. Oh.
Oh. Come on, mate. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Keep it left.
Fucking good. Well played, fella. Let's
coming
do
in. Heading for the finish line, over.
Yeah, this is it.
Where is he?
Good fun. Good fun. Ah! Good fun. Good fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. I wasn't really aware of it myself until that day. Actually,
yeah, yeah. It was right. Just sort of. No, but that's it. It happened very, very organically, wasn't it? I mean, that is the. I think that is the absolute spirit of the last section of our London Marathon. As we stopped, as we kind of almost still recording, let ourselves off talking in sentences and having a kind of fluid conversation.
It kind of
reduced. Your push was to yourself, it was to me, it was to everyone. It was just forward, you know.
I think it was as raw as it gets, isn't it, in terms of like sharing a podcast experience, sharing a running experience. And it was great. And a lot of people reached out yesterday and just wanted to chat about London Marathon on Twitter and stuff. And it was just nice to... It's just nice to touch base with people, you know. It was.
We're talking about the pureness.
Yes.
Of that end of the recording and the whole recording of the London Marathon last year.
Yes.
But you were saying about different responses. It's interesting because I think, personally, I think I let it go quite a long time ago. Sort of letting it go was part of my resetting.
Yes.
For this
yes.
new normal, you know. And I didn't really, it wasn't in my mind yesterday.
Right.
Until Eleanor Tiernan said, oh, sort of sympathies today, you know.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. And then I was really just shocked at how completely I was sitting kind of hungover in pyjamas drinking coffee at about 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just thinking, this is a slightly different way to have gone.
Yes, yeah, yeah. This is a different London Marathon morning. I mean, you're right, because I'd kind of given it up. When we had to give it up, do you know what I mean? I wasn't in mad shape for it anyway. I mean, I was struggling with an injury on the build-up to it. Not to get too down about it, because it might happen, I'm not incredibly optimistic about autumn marathons at the moment.
Well, I think optimistic or pessimistic, it just we don't know, do we? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're living, isn't it? We're running through a state of unknowingness. And I'm on the Parkland Way at the moment. And I've seen about 20 runners already within about 300 yards. Lots of people are running, aren't they? So many people are still getting into it. It's great. I'm really enjoying all the new blood.
And I know we're sort of joking about our inability to get out at dawn, but I think even if we were out at 6 or 5:30, you'd still see people. I heard
two people
like us who are running and chatting came past my house at 20 to 6.
Yes, the other day. People.
And if you can do it, I mean, of course, it's the time of year. Dawn is fantastic. The weather's amazing.
Yes.
I don't know what time the sun comes up, but it's going to be light.
It's a great time of day to be out, isn't it? I mean, it's meant to be turning a bit sour tomorrow, isn't it? The old weather, which is a bit of a shame. But we've had a real
There's a kind of cool grey high cloud bank coming in, but it's still pretty gorgeous.
Did you have a good week last week training wise? Did you get up too much?
Yeah, I really did actually. I stayed. I think that I ended up doing 2 quite long runs.
Right.
Because I think I did like a 10 on Monday and a 9 on Thursday.
Right.
And another run in between.
Right.
Oh, no, that's right. Because we had a bit of shenanigans on Tuesday, so I did a little. Anyway, I ran virtually every day.
Right.
Got to the point where I was 3.1 miles away from my 30-mile total on Saturday morning.
Right.
Went out Saturday morning and ran.
Did you park run?
A speedy. Yeah. No.
No.
But yes.
Thank you, Marshall. Yes.
thank you, Virtual Marshall.
Yeah, thank you, Virtual Marshall.
Socially distanced Marshall. Yes. And I ran. I was running really hard for the 5K, and I normally. Take the Friday off and then run fast on the Saturday, but I ran on Friday too, so just feel...
Yeah, that's great.
You know, this is... last time I needed a taper week in my 30 miles a week thing.
Right.
I really needed it, and maybe I will, that's next week, so see how I get on next week. But right now I feel good.
That's good.
Fast, lots of miles, lots of exercise.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
I think the negative is that I'm definitely... not as fit when I touring, you know, obviously eating more food, I don't know.
Yes,
I'd rather it wasn't the lockdown and it was, but I am, yeah, they say, you know, you say it's a question of kind of mouldering and turning into a big potato,
yeah,
or coming out of lockdown like Max Cady coming out of prison in Cape Fear. I'm definitely the latter at the moment.
Yes, yeah. I've managed to, weight's managed to stabilise for me. I mean, I did about 40 miles this week. By which I mean bang on 40. I ran every day apart from Friday. And I'll be probably running every day apart from Friday today, but maybe a bit more. I mean, it seems a bit mindless, actually. It feels like I'm almost... We chatted about this briefly. I texted you last week. It almost feels like I'm just mindlessly jogging into my next injury. But I sort of like... I kind of can't help myself. I'm sort of running... You know, it's only a few weeks ago that I was injured, and I'm already up to 40 miles a week, and I'm looking at about 50.
Yeah, and also, you should watch yourself, because you're just running every day, and maybe this week I'll run more than that.
I know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I just can't stop myself. I am doing some strengthening exercises on my calf. That was the main area. But the days, the hour or so of running every day has been so crucial to my... to the mental health that I've kind of had to...
It's like a mental health pill.
It's just been no option.
Pure medicine.
We've also got this thing happening around the house at the moment where our smoke alarm is on the blink. So every 30 seconds, there's a massive... every 30 seconds. And obviously, you'd hope that you'd be able to fix that.
Be able to fix it. You need to change the battery. It's a PP9.
But I haven't been able to do that yet. Part of the reason is it's a kind of new alarm. It was fixed by a bloke who knows how to fix these things, and I just can't manage to open it. I can't open it manually. Yeah. We're not quite sure where the screwdriver is. We need a ladder to get there. So basically, we've had it for four days. Oh. Four days.
I know exactly what you mean. You can't destroy it or anything because you'd be like that episode of Friends where that happens to Phoebe.
I'm so tempted to just smash it to bits with a hammer.
I reckon it will still make the noise like, from beyond the grave.
But it's kind of, it's every now and again you'll wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, it's gone, the noise. And then you realise that's what's woken you up in the first place. Do you know what I mean? It means you're not sleeping very well. It's constantly there. And it's just an absolute pain. So there we go.
Do you remember like, when I went to Swansea and I borrowed a friend of ours' flat on the seaside, down the coast, and ran back?
Right.
When I arrived there, they had exactly that situation.
Yeah.
And all like what I did was I knew what it was, and I didn't have a replacement battery, but I could anyway. I took it off the ceiling,
right.
Wrapped it in a blanket,
yeah.
Put that in a cereal packet,
right.
And I put it on the balcony overnight.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
But the thing is, it was someone else's flat, so the next morning, I just put it back.
Right, yeah, that's for it. I literally can't get it off the ceiling. It's completely doing my head in. And it's right outside the bedroom door as well. So it's just like, it's just absolute pain. So it's really...
I don't know if you know the story of the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yes.
But I think that could be it.
I can't stand it! It's really exposed my lack of man about the house skills, you know, for what it is. But anyway, there
you
go. So, yeah, it's pretty appalling. It's absolutely rubbish. We've been getting a lot of feedback about the... suggestion that I'm some kind of peeping Tom. Got recording. and it's like that was regarding the young lady who lives opposite me. I can only say that that was, people are suggesting it's some kind of hobby. It was just a moment that I was sharing in real time. It's not like I'm getting up at 7:30 in the morning to, well, she's not up by 7:30, so there'll be no point. I'll be wasting my time. But absolutely, that's a waste of time. She gets up at 7:45. But a few people were a little bit worried, but there's no reason. I'm not losing it.
It is that, is it? It's that sense of backstory.
Yes.
You know, if you say, oh, look, someone's sunbathing, that's fine. And then if you say, her name's so-and-so, she moved in May 2012. that's the worrying chapter.
It's so many runners. It's great. It is starting to drag a little bit, though, isn't it? Again, it's starting to drag the whole thing.
Well, we've been around this different head space. I believe in the lockdown, you know, so I think if people are bored, they should just suck it up, because it's not like they've cured the virus or it's gone away. There is literally, in terms of why we're staying in, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
So,
but you can't have lockdowns. You can't have a lockdown until we cure the virus, because you just can't do that. Well,
you can't abandon a lockdown because everyone's bored.
Yeah.
That's our two counter positions there, I think.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see what happens.
There's more. It's funny because on the way in they said what part of the reason why we're not doing it now is because we know that the later we do it, then people get bored of it and just stop doing it.
Which is really valid, but equally, in terms of, again, in terms of damping the thing down, earlier and more committed, the better. We're kind of limping in now, aren't we? A kind of half-baked, non-committal lockdown is definitely the worst of both worlds.
Yeah. It's just starting to. People are just starting to loosen up, aren't they? They're just starting to loosen up. In terms of what they're doing, it's just I don't know. It just feels inevitable, I suppose. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe it's because
the important thing is, you know, to stay completely relaxed and not let anything get under your skin on a day to day basis. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I had one the other day. I was in the supermarket and this just a little sort of like corona etiquette. We were doing the 2 meters thing in the supermarket, and I had quite a full back of a full trolley, and there was a woman behind me who just had, she had about 5 items, and I ushered her ahead of me. I just said, "You go." I mean, it's a bit weird when you do it when someone's got 5. If they've got 1, I always do it, but 5 sort of on the borderline. But I had probably about 25 or something. So I said, "You go."
Yeah.
She looked really freaked out. And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "No, just go. You've got loads less. I've got loads more. It's fine. Just go." And she just looked annoyed. And then she went in front of me and she didn't thank, just nothing. I just, it was like I'd annoyed her.
Yeah. He scared her by interacting with her.
Yeah,
she couldn't get past the.
She couldn't get past it.
Being nice.
It was just a bit of a misfire. But there's a lot of that going on, isn't there? There's a lot of sort.
Yeah,
of
absolutely. It's a bumpy ride.
Yes.
But at least running and keeping fit. What about the old question? What about drinking?
What about drinking?
Yeah.
It's been going okay, actually. I've been drinking one day.
No, week. I meant, shall we start drinking? It's 9 o'clock on Monday morning. Why not? Let's do it.
Let's do it. That's obviously a late lockdown show, isn't it? Drunk running commentary. Here we go. No, I've been drinking one day a week, and then another day.
Yeah.
So that would be too.
Yeah, that sounds a bit like my plan. We're drinking kind of one day a day. there is a thing we're trying to. Do weekends, and traditionally, because in pre-lockdown, pre-lapsarian life, Tuesdays are quite a big deal in our house, because that's the day, my wife just has a really big work day on Tuesday, and if you combine that with the fact she kind of does the main day for two of her different jobs, and if you combine that with the fact that I'm not often around on the weekend, Tuesday is kind of a sort of unofficial Friday.
And because it was often when you do cutting edge as well, wouldn't it? And then you come back and
That's right.
Yeah.
So we just end up, we've got this kind of mark in the diary.
Yes.
That Tuesday is a bit like a weekend.
Yes.
And I know it sounds like an excuse, but it really is an issue, because we're
totally. It's triggers.
We'll do the weekend, we'll take a Monday off,
yeah.
And then we go, but it's Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday.
So I think that tomorrow, it's Monday now, so I think Tuesday. We'll have to be strict tomorrow, because you've got to start trying to do the week off, take the week off. Because then, if nothing else, I can have the weekend be as much kind of toasted fun as it has been the last couple of weeks without feeling so guilty about it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's so hard to maintain that discipline, isn't it, when there's no point?
That's right.
Sorry, that feels too honest. But I mean, it's not like, you know, because a lot of people are working still, and they're leading quite disciplined lives, and we can, to the extent that we choose to discipline ourselves. But yes. It's that sort of, I was chatting to a mate the other day, and I realised that one of the, previously to this, and this is all apropos of, like, I definitely do not want to experience whatever this virus is, and my thoughts go out to everyone who's had any kind of experience with it. There's always a moment with me when I get ill, where I can say, right, I'm ill now, and I can cancel everything. And it's always a moment that I quite enjoyed. Do you know what I mean? You'd feel yourself getting a bit ill, and you think, right,
I am now. You face up to your destiny.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm now ill. I can stop pretending, cancel everything, and I'm just going to do this. Yeah. And this episode kind of gives you that, but without being ill. Assuming that you don't get ill. Do you know what I mean? I'm obviously, yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it's sort of, you're just totally released. Well, we are anyway.
Exactly. I just realise when I'm talking to people, that sense of if your job basically continued in the same way at home, or even if you used to work from home anyway,
yes,
then the experience is so different to the experience we're having.
Yeah, it's radically different.
Particularly the longer it goes on, because like you say, it's not a holiday, we're not ill, and so basically we need to be very strong about what we want to do with our lives on the day-to-day
basis. Totally. I mean, I've got this, as I said last week, I've got this charity thing, which I really value, because it just gives me a bit of structure, you know, because I don't know what...
Is it purpose?
I think I'd be pretty poor without, and I've got bits and bobs of writing. Are you doing any writing then, or what?
Yeah, totally. But also, it's funny you said that, because I thought, oh yeah, that's like my thing. And I realised that how ridiculous the project I've been working on is in comparison with your charitable food deliveries. Because this week on Saturday, they're doing a thing called the Isolation Song Contest.
Okay.
And Tom Taylor, this comedian promoter.
I know Tom Taylor.
Taylor. He's put together this thing in lieu of the Eurovision Song Contest this year. He's got musical comedians doing a song contest recorded, like, on lockdown.
Right.
For charities, like, affected in the lockdown.
Yeah.
So
that's a great thing to do.
Yeah, so, and I said, I'll do that. And I got the country, Sweden.
Right.
So I've basically been trying to be ABBA.
Right.
For about a week on my own in front of a stepladder in my bedroom, which is, you know, yes, it's valid.
Yeah.
But equally, it's...
That's a perfectly acceptable use of your time. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you've been writing songs as ABBA, sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I did this. What I went for is I thought I'll try. You know, I love Sweden. Like, genuinely think it's excellent.
Yes.
And of course, ABBA, in terms of pop music, are the quintessence of that. I know it's a bit old school, because you've got Blumen, Robin, and various more recent brilliant acts.
Yeah.
But it just kind of set me off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I started writing this kind of glamish, Waterloo-esque stomp.
Yeah.
And talking about the most obvious good things about Sweden.
Yeah.
And, I did that all last week.
Right.
And... in various brilliant lone situations. You know, I've got the situation at home where I can record properly, you know, with guitars and stuff.
Yeah.
But into my little iPad.
Right.
Which is clipped to a mic stand.
That's great. That's perfect.
So, you know, and always, generally, a lot of creativity.
Yeah.
Standing in my bedroom in front of a stick.
Yes.
And that's good. That's the kind of thing that gives purpose to your days.
Yeah, absolutely does. Yeah, that sounds really good fun. That sounds great.
Well, it's on the Saturday night.
Right, okay.
So let's have a isolation song contest party.
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
They had a Comedy Store sort of live stream thing at the weekend as well, which was good fun, which went out.
Were you live or was it a recorded set?
It was a recorded set.
That's great.
Which seems to be the best way. I mean, from my position of someone who's paying absolutely no attention at all to comedy online at the moment, it seems to be maybe the best way of doing it, because then people at least get a sense of the liveness of gigs and the kind of infectious energy, etc., of what comedy is.
But
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is the start of something different, because, you know, the gigs don't look like they're going to come back in anytime soon. Maybe we're just going to have to start to adapt. Or
yeah, but I think you're right. But I also think the first thing you said is true. I think if you're seeking out, you know, to someone who isn't us looking for work, but just someone who wants entertainment.
Yes.
I think that...
The live stream, the live events are best. Recorded live events.
Exactly. As long as it's a bit recorded, I think when it comes down to it, you need a little bit of a spin, a little bit of lens.
Yeah.
Because if you just do your stand-up into the camera, you can just feel the lack of an audience, and it's really miserable.
Yes.
But if you do anything else, like here's, you know, you can have a live compare because they can play with that.
Yeah.
You can show some clips of people doing their sets, and also you can do other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I recorded some stuff for Jared Christmas's gig, just sitting at home at the piano.
Yes.
But it's almost the same as just doing my set, but it isn't, you know, because different, slightly more intimate, different kind of rhythm, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And I think there's a kind of sense of cabaret there. I think on the one hand, we want to keep the entertainment coming and keep ourselves, you know, provide comedy, everyone keep working. But on the other hand, you can't pretend that stand-up comedy benefits... doesn't need an audience to work. You know?
I can't.
Otherwise, we never would have come out before.
Yeah, I can't help thinking that you see these shows sort of carrying on, like, and we're just going to record through, and we're going to do it differently, and there's no crowd, and we're all in our rooms and stuff, and recording it remotely. It just seems really. But I can't work out whether people think, oh, it's really plucky and great that they continue going on and continue with this. I really appreciate their efforts during this difficult time. Or why are they ruining a successful franchise with this nonsense? Do you know? I honestly can't work it out how people are going to feel about it. It's just like, is it taking away all the... you know, is it taking away all the magic and revealing what it is? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Is it destroying it through the process of its continuation? Discuss.
Yeah, or not. I mean, it really is an interesting... but the one that we keep watching is Gardener's World.
Right.
And that comes out great, because Monty Don says at the beginning, and I'm filming this at home on my own.
Yes.
And then for the rest of the show, it's roughly the same as it would normally be.
Yeah. No, Gardener's World is great.
But it's very difficult to garden from under a blanket in the back bedroom.
Yeah. But Gardener's World would be fine. But also, like, Question Time's a little bit better. Because people aren't, you know, politicians aren't playing to the gallery. They're just answering questions and discussing things, and it's that kind of it loses that mob element. There's some shows that might never go back to their original format, but comedy, because of what it is, because it's crowd based and it relies on laughter, it's just sort of rendered a bit meaningless without it, isn't it? It's sort of odd. It's interaction. Panel shows are interaction between the panelists and the crowd, and you've taken both those elements away, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it's pretty tough. But having said that, I haven't seen any of the Have I Got News For You, but I've heard they're appalling. I'm just going to say it. I've heard they're terrible. And I've heard the...
I've heard bad things. How's the show going? I've heard bad things.
I've heard bad things. And the live laughter thing on BBC, the laughing or whatever it was, I've heard equally bad things. So...
yeah, I didn't see that. Well, yeah. It's always a difficult one, isn't it?
You it's come really difficult. To... Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's...
And also when things are for charity, you know, it's the whole thing. Like people say, oh, you should... Blooming children in need, you know. Yes, it's for charity. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's like terror... Unwatchable is unwatchable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't change because of the reason why it's happening.
Yeah. It's all for a really good cause.
I didn't see anything, so that's not a criticism. It's just the sense that you can't change your attitude to something that's trying to entertain you because it's for a good cause. If it doesn't entertain you...
It's either entertaining or it isn't. Yeah, totally.
Also, I think that it's difficult for... You were saying early on that people in TV were going, oh, this is terrible. But I think that there's a sort of fear that, you know, that you could just get rid of some of it and it'd be okay. We were talking, and going back to what you were saying about loosening of the lockdown, you know.
Yeah.
Some people, some kind of young adults turned up outside our house at the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was a little film crew.
Yeah.
And they filmed I don't know what it's for. Maybe it was a dance piece or maybe it was going to be a segment of a video.
Right.
Music video. But they had a guy up on the balconies of the flats.
Yeah.
Doing a dance.
Yeah.
They kind of fictionalised the flats. Obviously liked the flats there because they think they look kind of urban and gritty. But equally, they hung fake washing lines on them.
Right.
Which you don't see up there. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
But they'd hung a big line of kind of vests and socks.
Yeah.
Like it was New York in the 1950s.
Right, okay.
And then they hung around... All afternoon, you're like 6 hours filming this guy doing a little dance. And I just thought, what's this all about? You know what I mean? Maybe it'll go into something and be brilliant. I'm still not sure it counts as essential.
Yes.
From what we could see, it looked pretty rubbish.
Yes.
And of course, they're all breaking the lockdown rules.
Yes.
And you just think... What's your purpose?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure
they're like, we're continuing to create.
Yes.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, it's I just think it's hard for young kids, teenage young adults to get their heads around this. Because they're just at that thing where they want to leave and be independent, and they're faced with an uncertain future and all that kind of. It's just hard to kind of rationalise, isn't it? And so few
and
of them know people.
It's such a long time.
Yeah, and so few of them know people who have had it, or they're just. You know, I mean, it doesn't seem to. I don't know. It's tricky. It's really tricky for them.
Yeah.
But there's all this talk as well about, you know, you get these people wondering how the future's going to be different and stuff, and people saying no one's going to travel and all this kind of thing. And then I heard someone saying the other day, oh, there'll be no... It's the end of Hollywood because everyone's just going to make films with their mobile phones and that's all we're going to do. It's all going to be homemade. It's absolute nonsense. It doesn't mean that people aren't going to watch decent films because we've had a lockdown for 4 or 5 months. Do you know what I mean? People aren't having a sort of... they're not having their brains removed. They still know what quality is. It's just a little postponement. We're not going to walk around just filming everything, thinking it's absolutely fantastic. We're just making the best of a bad situation by trying to entertain each other with rubbish Zoom stuff. It's not as good, you know. It's nowhere near as good. Which is why
sometimes it will turn out to be good. Like people, you know, we might get a reconfiguring of the whole. It's a shame in a way that people had already done the found footage. Found footage genre to death.
Yes.
Because this would be the time to really develop that.
You know,
I think almost everyone I've seen on Zoom looks like they're in the Blair Witch Project.
Yes. Yeah, totally. It's going to be really interesting to see to what extent people want to talk about this afterwards, isn't it? Or whether it's just going to be something that you want to forget, or whether there will ever be an afterwards. You know, just like...
yeah, yeah, in any real sense.
Like, yeah, yeah, exactly, but in terms of like stand-up, because you're jotting down ideas about, you know, funny things that happened during the lockdown and little weird things and stuff, and you wonder, are people going to want this, or is it just going to be something to just want to kind of shudder and forget, or will we
be... Yeah, well, maybe in the long, long walk, we'll look back at this time as the time when news started to get a little bit too... Oh, what am I trying to say? A couple of years ago, the weather started to become a lot less interesting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be like, oh, it's sunny. Yeah, it's been sunny for 10 days.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it's not like, what a lovely day. Yeah, it was a lovely day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if someone says to you, oh, that Donald Trump, he's a bit of an idiot. It's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
been
yeah.
it's been a few years now. Yeah, yeah, but which side of the fence do you fall on with regard to Brexit? I said, well,
not really.
Whatever
yeah, yeah.
it is, I'm sure we've already had this conversation.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
now,
yeah.
And now the coronavirus and the lockdown, we're basically living through an era of, if not boring, then certainly relentless news.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
When these huge things come along, in terms of entertainment, people just don't want to talk about them.
Yes.
You know, like you talk about doing the Edge, the topical news show.
Yeah.
People love talking about the little things.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can kind of, and even if they're not topical, you know, I could go there now and do comedy about the girl who disturbed the guy who was on the news.
Yes.
When he was doing his interview.
Yes,
or the
yeah,
guy
yeah.
who faked his,
yes, yeah,
faked
yeah.
his death in a canoeing accident. But if you go in front of an audience and say, how about this Donald Trump, Brexit, coronavirus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to go,
yeah,
because
yeah.
they've heard it.
No, you're right. I think it's sort of, yeah, there's so much news. People are sort of, and people are realising that it's much better, that your life's much better if you disengage from it. It's almost like the end of interest in that, in what that is, isn't it? In the 24-hour news
yeah.
cycle. It might be, yeah, people just get so bored of it. Just a sort of relentless
yeah.
information, disinformation, conflicting
and
information.
And it's a shame because you still want people to be engaged. You
yes.
know, you don't want people to opt out completely.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
equally, there's very little wheat and an incredible amount of chaff.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. They're just so...
Which is why that's another thing we missed yesterday, slathering our entire bodies in Vaseline.
Yes.
Because I know you always enjoy that.
I always enjoy that moment, yes. I always enjoy it. And yeah, hopefully, yeah, let's see, man. Hopefully the big events, they'll come back. People are posting, they're like, you know, who've done like multiple London marathons and stuff and little montages and stuff. And you forget, it's so meaningful for people, isn't it? And for us as well.
Absolutely.
To run
yeah.
through it and just the whole, God...
I really think that it's really nice that we, A, that we do this, and B, that there is a running community, because coming right back round to the London Marathon yesterday, you know, I think maybe the fact that I wasn't thinking about it was a little kind of lie I told myself. And when I got it together to share those old episodes,
yes,
it just started a really nice, healthy conversation, and also just that sense that we had, that you had, of how... being able to see it in a different way and see it from other people's point of view, you know,
yes.
what it means.
Yeah,
to,
yeah, 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 yeah.
In the same
yeah.
way we've had that with parkrun.
Yes.
Using running commentary to get outside. It's very easy. You know, when you run, you're in a little tunnel of your own perception.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's why we do it. But when you can have a little peep into everyone else's tunnels of perception,
yes.
that's when
yeah,
it
yeah,
becomes
yeah,
a lovely
yeah. no,
community.
It's really nice. And then you had people, there was one guy on Twitter I was following, this guy from Scotland, I think, named Robert Dolan, who's doing like a virtual London. So he was just playing it in real time, like he was still doing the London Marathon. So he was posting pictures of just arrived at the expo, you know, the next morning, you know, just arrived, can't wait to go. It's a little bit hot today. He just went through the whole thing, posting old pictures of him doing the London Marathon. And he was just really nice. People having a bit of fun with it as well. And he ended up by posting a picture of him doing the London Marathon with his son, with his dad. And it made me think that's something I'd like to do in the future, just run the London Marathon with my son, you know, because they're all getting...
I thought you were going to say run the London Marathon with your dad.
No,
I
yeah.
don't think that's...
It really made me want to run the London Marathon with his dad, so I've tracked him down. We're going to do it next year. No, it'd be... Sorry, mate. It'd be nice to do it with my son, because they're all getting... They've really gotten into running, him and his mates. I mean, one of them's gone from nothing to like half a marathon in like, you know, however long the lockdown's been and stuff. They're just running loads.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, how about you and him, you and George run a marathon, and I'll come along with you, just behind you.
Yes. Yeah.
With a little piano in a trolley. Yeah, there they go.
Here we go.
It's a bonding experience about the land. Hold it on, mommy, being here.
George and
coming
Paul.
Coming along behind.
They've hit the wall. Here they are. Are you tired, George? Knees up, Georgie.
I'm so glad, guys. I'm so glad that the three of us could do this here together.
Now, that would be so good. That would be a right laugh. And I'd definitely commit to running all the way with him as opposed to running away from him like I did during that 10K all those years ago. Which plagued me.
That's why you want to do it. Plagued, so that you can make up for that.
Plagued me for years. The unknowing in his eyes, the lack of understanding. Why is my father running away from me at halfway point of a 10K race? No, there's work to be done there. They're feeling it. The kids are definitely feeling it.
Yeah.
And it's lost. And it's the summer holidays as well, isn't it? It's all that sort of. I know teachers are talking about they want to truncate the summer holidays because the idea of kids going from like March till September without. Hopefully they're going to get back for a couple of weeks before the end of the year. But if they go from March to September without any formal education, that's.
Yeah,
that's pretty harmful. That's pretty moving forward. They need something, you know.
But I think that there are ways to do it. I mean, like you say, things are going to change anyway. But my kids are studying pretty hard, and their teachers are kind of on them.
Yes.
The trouble is, it's that relationship with the teachers. I think that with the parents, it means you have to kind of really, you know, you can't, you've got to, anyway, it gets complicated because you're hoping that the education of your kids isn't entirely either their own or their parents' responsibility.
Yes.
But equally, I think for my kids, the thing they miss the most is the social.
Right, yeah.
You know, they're getting the schoolwork done. They're just not getting, the big one is they don't get any end of year, parties and thrills. And just day to day, they don't get to hang out and talk to each other about, you know, even just about how rubbish it is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's the thing about school. It's not a joy. It's a job of work.
It's you against the teachers, isn't it? It's all those little battles things that are happening. Yeah, they're missing out that. They're missing out the social. And I must say, I was chatting to my brother yesterday. He lives in Australia, and he's quite keen for his kids to go back to school. But they've had very few cases in Australia, but they're saying they're not going to reopen the schools. And he's getting a bit because he's working from home, but being pressured with educating his kid as well. And it's proper work he does. So it's really busy, and it's just impossible to do both. It's impossible to teach your kid from home and work from home to any standard, you know.
But equally, they've had very few cases in Australia because they've been really strict about their lockdown. So that's the other side of the thing.
But he's getting a bit bored with the whole, you know, loads of cheery emails from the teachers going, we've got this, you know. We've got all this kind of stuff. It's like, we haven't got this, you know.
Yeah, cat posters aren't going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're on full pay and I'm here doing two jobs. I can't do it. Of course, all these things will pass, won't they, in time.
Yeah, and it just reminds you, you know, me and my wife are very grateful. We don't take for granted the fact that our children will literally go to their rooms and educate themselves.
Yes.
Just to avoid us for a few hours.
Yeah, totally. So that's the advantage of singing as much as you do around the house, isn't it? It does guarantee a bit of space between you and kids.
Do you want another game of cribbage? Who wants a game of cribbage?
But the levels, almost exhilarating levels of contempt being displayed around the house on a daily basis. It's just absolutely come get your food. You know, just getting people to gather for food is getting an increasingly semi-violent ritual. But we're getting through it.
I thought I picked up one of my son. I've just finished an Agatha Christie.
Right.
And he said, oh, that was really good. I said, oh, I'll read that next. And, you know, really thought pure escapism.
Yeah.
It's a really short one. It's just like, you know, just sort of an afternoon's entertainment. I had a look at the Agatha Christie book and then there were none.
Right.
Which is, there's no detective.
Right.
You know, it's just 10 people on an island.
Yeah.
And they get picked off one by one.
Right.
And that's great and I really enjoyed it. But the funny thing is, it is much more lockdown than I'd imagined.
Right, okay.
As they say, oh, well, this will be fun. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it is going to be fun. And everyone's humanity starts chipping away and people start freaking out.
So,
it's a little bit too...
a little bit too confrontational. Yeah.
Well, it was much closer to the bone than I'd imagined.
Yeah, you start to... You start just to realise how much you miss that freedom, don't you? That just missing your mates and being... You're just free... Just, however, I mean, you know, pre-lockdown, I was always... I could be quite antisocial sometimes, you know what I mean? I wasn't always... I liked having people around the house as long as they left by a certain time, so that's, which was well
documented. Yeah, and he doesn't go to the pub, listeners. He won't go.
Yeah, I don't go to the pub. You know, because work gives us our social thing, doesn't it? But I do miss my mates. I just miss being able to see them whenever I want, and just meals and cinemas and, you know, the idea of theatre, if not the reality. Because let's face it, I've been to the theatre about twice in the last 2 years. But just it being there, you know, just the bustling West End and all those good things about London and stuff. It's just...
Yeah, imagine now if you were in the tiny toilets of that theatre with that bloke who decided to floss just before the play began.
You would just
love it.
Yeah, of course.
You'd be like, floss away, mate!
Yeah. Bring back that proximity, yeah. It's, there's stuff being lost. And also socially, I mean, the kids... Because your kids work hard and you force them to work hard, but it's the kids who don't and parents...
I wouldn't use the word force.
Yeah. No, but you're in an environment where it's encouraged, or it's kind of, it's part.
That's much better.
It's part. It's part of the daily routine. But a lot of kids aren't. That's the thing.
No, of course.
And the damage to them is just like, it's not great. But let's see.
This is why we keep on running. I really miss, and also just talking about the London Marathon. I think one of the most. You know, I've obviously have a mindset where I don't think too much about what things might be like if they were back to normal, because I can't face it. You know, I don't think about it that way.
No
I think about just
no
cracking
point.
On. No. But on the other hand, the most formal thing of anything that I do miss and kind of think, oh, I wish I was doing that, and also like conjure up in my mind to help me get through, is parkrun.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, sometimes if I'm running hard on a Saturday morning, I picture a parkrun I've done.
Right.
And imagine what it would be like if I was, where was I? If I was in Aberdeen.
Yes. Yeah.
How far, where would the turn back be? You know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just such a lovely rhythm, isn't it? I do look forward to getting back to that.
Yeah.
If we get back to that.
But you look back and you think, did I appreciate those moments enough? And I actually think I did. It wasn't something I took for granted. I actually think when I made parkrun, or, you know, when I ran cross-country races, or when I was at a mass marathon, you're always aware that something great was happening. Just that thing, that sense of people gathering to race, there's just a magic in it, isn't it? On your way to the race, you see people on public transport or just jogging to the start, and just that general.
Well, yeah, I mean, what did your friend say that you quoted in your book about the start line of a marathon?
Yeah. For a split second, we're all facing in the same direction, isn't it? It's that sort of. But it's that sort of gathering of compressed energy to set off again on the race. There's a real power and joy in it, isn't it? That I really enjoyed. I did so at least I can say I did not take it for granted whilst it was happening. I look forward to it happening again, and I enjoyed it at the time, you know.
That's right. I don't think we do take things for granted. And gathering
at the end as well, and just chatting at the end, that sense of like feeling that you're totally spent but open to strangers, and just really chatting about the race and how people got
on. It's lovely, isn't it, when I go and look for the pictures of us at the marathon last year.
Yeah.
Our finish line shot is with a guy called Simon.
Right, yeah.
And just because he was there as well.
Yes.
And
it's like,
what's the difference? You know, it's us. We're all in this together.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
No, that feeling of running everything out, isn't it? You've just run through everything that's bothering you in life, and you've just found this perfect, clean, serene space, you know. It's just, it's so joyful.
That is a strange and interesting thing, because I think you're absolutely right that we do try to, and are quite successful at being mindful of our joy and where we're at any given moment in time. And yet, running is probably... It's the most complicated version of that. You know, when people say, I'd like to get into running, but it's really hard. you kind of think, oh, yeah, well, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't feel joyous and comfortable all the time.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But you feel, you do when it finishes. You do when it stops. Yeah. To run forever would be terrible, but to never stop as well. What's the sound there? You're going through a gate.
I just went past the back of Grasmere Primary School.
Right, okay, cool. Which
must be either they're going in there to sort something out or they're educating some key workers. I don't know.
Yeah. Get the old key workers.
I lied. What happened was I was just coming on there and then I got in a bit of trouble and someone locked me in a cage.
Yeah. Locked down in a cage with Rob Fing.
Hey, we showed the kids Anchorman.
All right, yeah. Funny film.
I'm in a glass case of emotion. That's the thing about TV and stuff that's being made on lockdown on now, is that it has to compete with all the films and TV series that were ever made.
Yes, totally. with all those production standards and all those fantastic comedy actors who've given their life to it, yeah.
Yeah, people can watch Some Like It Hot or Better Call Saul or Vertigo. At any time.
Yes, yeah, that's the thing. That's what we're competing with at all times. Yeah. I'm trying to work on this sitcom at the moment to compete. Which it's all right. I'm having fun doing it. I find it hard to write for more than 2 or 3 hours a day, though. I must say, I just get tired. I still get really, really tired.
Well, that's okay. I think if you're creating, you're allowed.
Yeah.
You're creating.
But you do get
work for 2 hours, then start drinking. That's how
you do get bored. Okay. You do get bored with the. You find yourself in front of the TV. At first it was lovely. It was a bit of a novelty for me to get an early night or to be in bed for 10, 11 or whatever, because it's so unusual, because we tend to work like 3-4 days a week up till like 1 in the morning at least, whatever. But I'm pretty bored with it now. It's like, here we are, back in front of the telly. Good night.
Do you find sometimes when you go to bed you haven't burnt enough energy and you just...
Yeah. Up on a morning, herbal tea, all right, bit of ginger, have a bit of ginger.
I think coming straight after your writing is hard after 2 or 3 hours. You know, it sounds to me like you just want to work a bit harder, mate.
Yeah. There's always
17 hours. Just get this sitcom. Just write. You want it to be like Dostoevsky. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I'll have to think of another idea.
Only hilarious.
I'll have to think of another idea for a book. People have been... I've been getting still a lot of feedback about the book, actually, which is fantastic. But also, of course, yesterday, because really it's a book about, obviously, about the marathon, about life, but also a book about the London Marathon as well, about running London Marathon and what that is. So that was nice yesterday.
Well, exactly. Well, do you know what? I had an idea. I had an idea which is a bit cheeky, but could be good.
Yeah.
Which is that... when I've done my book, and everyone loves that.
Yes.
I'll tell you all about that next week.
Yeah.
But when I've done that, and we've both done our books, maybe, and then after lockdown, it's your idea. You said you might want to do a book about parkrun.
Yeah.
And I thought that we should take it and do a book about parkrun, which is like by both of us.
Right.
And we kind of take it in turns.
Yeah. That would be great fun. Yeah, we should do that. Yeah,
because you've got the... blooming, you know, the pure run of the athletics angle.
Yes,
I've got the I don't know, the map reader.
I'm
a mile away from Wilmslow angle. Also, we've done some fun stuff in the past where we've taken it in turns.
That'd be really good fun. And I'll just do Hackney Marshes every week.
That's it. That's it. Basically, you want to do a parkrun book, but you don't want to go to Crosby. I can really help you out.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Rob does all the travelling, and I just chat about me trying to get faster at Hackney Marshes, yeah. Absolutely perfect. Perfect combination.
I don't think, as a pitch, it's not great, but as a book, it's going
to be cracking. Totally. I thought we were going to do... I thought, oh God, he's running at a fair lick, this lad. There's some people really... There's some newbie runners who are like obviously not... Because you can tell by their gear that they're just new to it and they've just taken on it. And some of them are really... Some of them got really good natural form. I think the park runs are going to be a lot busier when this ends, and there's going to be some new faces near the front, you know.
I don't think my form, anyone ever thinks my form is like, oh, that guy's a runner. But I just see pictures. So some pictures came up of me at my first marathon. And I just think, oh, my God, what did I look like?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, I was basically wearing a kind of tweed shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
No. You know what that's all about.
Yeah, 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 of course.
The guy who heckled nice shorts at the 25-mile mark, he really had a point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though it nearly made me cry.
But that's the great thing about running, isn't it? You just don't need the gear, do you? You just can, as long as you've got some a half decent pair of trainers, and even that people tend to over exaggerate. I mean, you can just, you know, just a passable bunch. It gets more important the more mileage you do, doesn't it? But it's like,
yeah, yeah.
You really don't need
much. It's funny,
much.
Isn't it, you saying that, because that's just made me think how much of a conversation the Vaporflies were.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've thought that often. To think that 3 months ago people were actually creating a big drama about the fact that some trainers made you go faster. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. I mean, who cares? I mean, for goodness sake, just wear whatever you need. Just go for a bounce. My goodness, I think that's knocked that into a paper hat, hasn't it? That's non-issue. But
that worries me though, because I'm sure we'll be talking about it.
Hashtag again, perspective. Yeah. No, but you're right.
So how's your run? Where have you got to?
Well, I'm sort of getting near the end, actually. I'm sort of getting.
Yeah,
near the
me
end.
Too. I've just come up my street.
Okay, cool.
So that was lovely. I'm sorry we keep getting cut off.
No, but it was all right. It was fine though. It's fine. Once I went off the new tech and went old tech, it got a bit better.
Did that you could still get a run in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Listeners
can probably hear me a bit on at your end, but that's just
right. Okay, cool. I wasn't running particularly fast, but it was it was nice. It's just lovely to
get a lot. Did you get a running commentary PB?
Not as yet, mate. No, not as yet. No. There's no PBs. There's no PBs on the agenda. But it's great to get it's great to get some mileage and feel that. And I've actually held on to my weight. My weight's fairly stable actually. So I haven't put on loads as yet. So it's all good.
No, well, that's slightly, in terms of being like you being sensible and being abstemious, the thing is that with the drinking is that I haven't put on weight. It's largening up that always puts me off drinking.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although, obviously, there are other negatives.
Yes. Negatives, negatives and positives, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've got to have fun. But listen, mate, that was really good fun, man. That was great. And people get in touch. I'll send you some photos of my odd socks, because the... I'm wearing odd socks, and my own laundry isn't doing particularly well at the moment during this difficult time.
We really want to see some pictures of your feet.
Yes,
send them on.
Yeah, I will. I'll send those.
Yeah, that's a good point. Get us a new selfie, because we want to really show the magic here before the weather breaks.
The magic of this remote broadcast. Get in touch. Tell us what you're up to. People are getting through. And virtual running as well. People seem to be doing a lot of virtual running, which is something I don't quite understand. I don't even understand what that is, to go for a virtual race.
Oh, yeah, I think what it is you sit on the sofa, but you just kind of rotate your legs.
Right. Oh, okay. I thought it was you pick up a computer and just run off with it. That's theft, isn't it? But people are doing the right. People did virtual marathons and stuff, didn't they? But they did the marathon. They physically ran something, did they? I don't.
That's right. Well, you can do different things. There's a couple of different things here. We'll talk about it next week. But basically, people are doing events,
right?
But they do them on their own time and on their own at a specific time. But they're comparing. It's like advanced Strava, you know,
right?
You're doing
okay.
A bit.
Okay.
And then the marathon people were doing the marathon thing, the 2.6 thing. I think was like invent something that's 2.6.
Right.
Do that.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Which is more to do with kind of charitable achievements.
Yes,
and stuff.
Which is great.
So
that's
all good, you know. That's all part of the same dialogue. So tell us if you're doing any of that. And the other thing I really want people to do is all our friends who live in gorgeous countryside or by the sea, please keep sharing
and
those pictures.
And send us those great
pictures.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah,
great
yeah it's
stuff.
Absolutely perfect. Give us a bit of inspiration. All right, then.
See you next week.
See you next week. Finishing podcast. Over.
With two comedians, two different parts of London.
Two comedians recording remotely, making the most of a bad situation. Over. You Corona broadcast coming to a bit of a messy end, corresponding to the overall quality of the podcast itself. Over.
Over.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.